Or is it the beginning of the end?
The end of the beginning of the end.
What's the beginning?
It just keeps looping forever. It's like a butt pooping into another butt. So how's everybody doing?
Too hard.
I really expected Kevin to be the first one to pick up.
As well.
I expected Kevin to be the first one to pick up. Yep. Actually, we need to change that. Stop to appreciate it. That's what the boyfriend's saying. It's kicking in, yeah. It's kicking in, yeah.
So how are you guys doing?
Doing okay. Been on the final parts of a project at work. And we are behind schedule because the client keeps adding more things to the project.
That's what clients do
Yep.
because they're bad.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really glad that the store we're working on is much closer to my house than the other ones. I'm really not glad at the store in general. It's not going to be great fun.
Yeah, you had mentioned that.
Yeah. It's a very tall store.
If you had to describe its shape, would you say it's a big box, perhaps? A club for a man named Walton, maybe.
What?
Or some kind of company for cost.
Oh, all right. No, it's a price chopper. I chop the prices.
Okay, I haven't heard of
I
them.
guess.
The drop.
Yeah, they're semi-local. I mean, a lot of them are in the New York, New England area. And
Gotcha.
they're all upgrading. They're all upgrading. I've got stuff to do.
Use the
I'm gonna do things now. They're all doing things.
All of them just keep doing things.
Yep. That's what they do. Those sons of bitches.
Why do they keep doing things? What are they doing in there? What's he building in there?
That's one of my favorite songs. I
Spoken word
mean, I
tracks.
guess it's just,
There is
yeah.
a video that goes with it.
Yeah, it's, if I remember correctly, it's fairly abstract.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot to go off of from the audio. It's looking at
Yeah.
a window that you
So
can't
that's
see
the guy
through.
who's getting weirdly obsessed and paranoid
Yeah. It's like
about his
Rear Window.
neighbor.
If you couldn't see through the
Except the
window.
guy's probably not building anything weird.
Not a swing set. There's no children in the house. I'm gonna go take care of this.
That's Tom Waits, right?
I don't actually know. I've forgotten. I'm gonna go take care of this dish and then I'll be ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll be
Oh.
ready to go. Uh-oh.
Great.
Yes.
But yeah.
Great.
I am not working tomorrow, which is nice. I am looking forward to the lack of something. Which is usually how I roll, I guess, when I think about it.
Yeah, that's how most working people roll. It's good to just do nothing sometimes.
Yeah. And I don't want to go to the Halloween thing later.
Do you want to or not want to?
I don't want to, but I have to.
Oh.
And I'll probably, it might be kind of vaguely fun, maybe. But I also don't have a costume, which is unfortunate. We're goddamn adults. Why dressing up like things?
I don't know. Why do anything?
Well, you see, if you pull back too far, then it's just dangerous.
I mean, the grand...
Start questioning why you're playing silly games where you roll dice around.
In the grand scheme of things, we're all insignificant. Nothing we ever do matters.
Well, yes.
Which is oddly the way that
That's not true. It doesn't matter on any meaningful scale, but it does matter. Mm. Just not in any meaningful way in regards to the vast majority of everything. Mm.
In regards to infinity. Anyway, I'm going to take care of this dish. You go contemplate, I don't know, existential crises. We'll be back.
I'm already done with that. I've hit that last the despair phase a long time ago. How are you, Axe?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. Usually kind of slow in the winter, or...
Yeah.
Get any leaf peepers during the fall, or not so much in that part of the
glorified house sitter for a lot of the winter. No. Autumn tourism usually doesn't skew that way here.
Yeah. Rural Massachusetts gets quite a bit.
No, our tourism's mostly event and attraction based. And by attraction, I mean gotcha. The one attraction, the mansions.
Word. Well, it doesn't sound too bad.
Well, they keep killing off festivals, so there's less weekends people coming here.
Yeah.
That sucks, because last year they got rid of the Irish festival and Oktoberfest.
Why would you get rid of Oktoberfest? What? Are they trying to eliminate drinking? Because they tried that in the 20s. It didn't work.
Yeah, that's what we said. Oh, they got rid of those two.
Okay. Yeah.
But that was the venue that they were at got bought, and I don't know what the fuck they're using it for now.
Gotcha. Yeah. But, I mean... That job being slow doesn't sound bad. Like, my ideal job is being a night watchman or something. Because it just sort of hanging out and making sure no one does anything stupid. But mostly hanging out because, yeah, whatever.
Where are you hanging out?
With your mother? No.
No, I'm hanging out with my mother.
I'm just saying, just like a job as a night watchman sounds ideal to me because I have no ambition and... It would give me time to just sort of listen to podcasts or think or write notes or...
Right.
And like, while maintaining vigilance, because I'm not a slacker. Well...
Yeah, I briefly considered getting a job in, like, data entry for that reason.
Yeah.
I've worked data entry a while back. I have never... Like, I am only aware of the fact that I have a soul because I felt it being drained away by that job piece by piece.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
I don't think there's any job that makes you, like, more of a cog in a machine. you are a human scanner.
Just do your part to, you know, further the...
We must all do our part for the good of the community.
Panopticon. There we go. I don't know why that word escaped me.
Okay, I thought you were quoting Limetown.
I was thinking Hellion Electric Eye, which is similar, but not the right thing.
That sounds a lot more rad.
It's a Judas Priest song, so it should
yes.
be.
Also, I need to copy some files. But does everybody have all their shit together?
Yep. I always Indeed. Have my shit together.
Cool. Let me get into my Red Markets folder. It's way down at the bottom.
I have a terrible fucking job for an acrophobic person.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, my apathy helps.
I guess this is like deep immersion therapy.
But it's like, okay, like 12, 13 feet up doesn't sound like a lot.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't get to the second rung of a ladder.
Yeah, but like, I had some help because when I worked retail, we had a lift that I have to get on occasionally, or the ladder or whatever. Mm. But like being on a ladder, just up, and having to like let go of it because you need your hands.
Right.
It's like, not. I mean, I do it because it's my job, but I'm like, nope. And it does, I will admit, it affects my performance some.
Mm-hmm. No, that is understandable. I can understand the ways that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah. Lift isn't so bad. I can deal with the lift pretty easily, even if it wobbles, because I know it's like... Well, it's also like that thing where my brain's like, no, this is nothing, whatever. Even if I fall, I might break something, but I'm probably not going to fall, because this ladder is, at the moment, fairly stable. Even if it feels like it's not, it is. But my body's like, nope, you're going to die. Stop it, what are you doing? I'm like, body, chill out, you're a dumb lizard brain. And it's like, fuck you, flop sweats.
Fuck you, evolution has not prepared you for this invention.
Yeah, and like that's one of the worst parts.
Yep, there's my roommates.
Drop tiles, right? Or you know, drop ceiling tiles.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, I have to climb up ladders mm-hmm. that are kind of dirty, and I'm all sweaty, so I have to be very, very careful not to get fingerprints on them. So I have to like lift them with my knuckles.
I am curious though, because this is a thing I experienced, and I don't know why, but. I had to do some work in a drop ceiling once, and I was like really afraid to get to like the third or fourth step of the ladder. But then once I got into the drop ceiling, then it's like everything's cool again.
If you actually get all the way into the drop ceiling, like get your torso in or like your head and neck above yeah. there, it is less scary because your brain is fooling itself into thinking that that stuff is solid, even though no.
Yeah. Even though, yeah. Also, the one time... I think the maximum time of this was the time I went skydiving, and I looked out of the door of the plane, and I could not comprehend what I was seeing. And then once,
well, yeah, I think like at certain heights, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, also then
like, it just stops mattering.
Also, then the other thing was once I got like shoved out of the plane by the guy that was jumping tandem with me. And we got like stabilized. Like, I'm like, you know what? If the parachute doesn't deploy, I'll just die. That's cool.
But yeah. I mean, that's the thing that pisses me off.
I literally
like,
won't
logically,
even feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But like, logically, I know what's up. I know I'm good to go. Yeah. But yeah.
It's the matter of conditioning.
What are you going to do, right?
Right.
Your job. God damn it. Shaking a fist.
Shaking a fist at these damn kids on your lawn.
Around here, I logged the... money I made from last time. I don't think I spent it on a skill. Yeah. Maybe I did.
Yeah, I think you...
Also, a really fun... Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, I thought you spent it on incidentals, like paying off your contacts and paying to heal your wounds.
Oh, that's right, because I had nothing left over because I miscalculated upkeep. Yeah.
Well, your upkeep was paid for, except for the incidentals. Because I think you only spent... You only tapped... You tapped one reference and you spent one on healthcare. Which should have left you with...
And the one healthcare was, like, leaving off it was, like, a rounding thing anyway.
Yeah, well, it was...
I think we all ended up 16. My breaking point's 11. And I had to pay a contact, so I should have 4 bounty left. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you spent anything on any new... you spent one to... You spent one of the... Or no, there was the hanging amount that you spent for the drone... For the drone payment. So that
for the scope,
you could get the scope. Yeah, so.
Oh, and does paying upkeep on things set their charges
Yes,
back to 10?
everything gets its
If it's
charges
not
back if yeah, if upkeep is paid.
what is in demand, I think is the one that
Yeah,
doesn't do that.
okay, yeah, in demand you can only recharge upkeep by you can only buy the thing again, basically.
Yeah. Which means so that you shouldn't have to pay upkeep on it, but I guess no, that's not part of the game.
Yeah, it's one of many things that if we can figure out a if we can figure out a way that that would be better, we can propose it. Okay. All right then, I am into the Red Markets folder. And if everybody has their dice and character sheets, I guess we can begin. All right, I don't know what happened to Josh, but we don't have James back either yet. He's not responding to IM either. Send him a text message. Let's also send Josh a message since he actually just dropped offline. I'm guessing his computer crashed. Internet died is what he says.
Should use his backup internet.
Rebooting, seeing what I can do. This uncomfortable, awkward silence brought to you by AirCard. AirCard, the number one way to get high-speed internet when there's literally no other options available. Pick yours up today.
We're what's left.
AirCard, the only game in town. Or I guess AirCard, it's still better than satellite. Let's see, what are the Oh, there we go, humanity. Let's see. Also, while we're waiting,
I read that as wub wub. I was wondering when you're going to drop the beat.
Wub.
I guess wub wub is
Did
dropping
you
the
see
beat,
that
but
the
never mind, I
fucking
fucked that up.
McDonald's dubstep, the fucking McDonald's spoon dubstep, or the McDonald's straw dubstep that James linked a couple days ago?
I believe I missed that.
Guy fucking is beatboxing into a drinking straw, and it fucking sounds like dubstep. That
Intriguing.
shit don't make sense, yo. Also, I'm not sure where James is. I can't. He's not responding to messages, and he's not answering his phone.
I mean, unless I hypothetically drive the mile over to the house, you got as much chance of contacting him as I do.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll pause this recording for a little bit while we figure out what's up with James.
Yeah.
Oh no, jams.
Right, looks like it's working now. Right, so everybody cool? Everybody ready to keep rolling?
All right, yeah, and then oh, I didn't have that yet.
What's up?
No, I was just trying to look and see who said BRB water.
Oh, it's hard to roll dice with socks on your arms.
What? Why do you have socks on your arms?
That's for the Halloween costume.
Oh.
Trying to take some adornments off of it.
Okay.
Wilson Athletics embroiders a W into the sock.
Interesting. You going as Sakurang?
I'm not going as Sakurang from Axe Cop.
It's not too late.
It's too late.
You just gotta tape some socks to your arms.
I was 50 minutes late because I was building something for this costume.
Okay.
I was finishing a project that needs to be done before tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Just a brief aside before we continue onwards. Have any of you guys heard interviews with Tarn Adams?
No.
I'm assuming he's like borderline autistic.
kind of like I've heard all this stuff that he wants to put in a dwarf fortress in one of them, and it was crazy. But
he has a list on his website.
Like, yeah, well, really no, I mean like, I know there's the list of all the bloat stuff he wants to put in, but like listening to the detail he put into one thing, and this is even different than the thing I was going to talk about.
The poetry thing?
No. There was
because that's insane.
No. What he wants to do is he wants the taverns and adventure. One of the things he was talking about is he wanted the taverns and adventure mode to have like pub games. But he didn't just want it to be darts, or he didn't want it to just be darts, or
you want to procedurally generate pub games.
Yes, and based on the history of the world, and he wanted them to have custom rules based on the histories. But he was saying the complicated part of that is it's difficult to make an AI to play any game, let alone play a game with randomly generated rules. But then he talked about this learning AI that can play any game and talk to, like, apparently could, like, without knowing the rules of Go, could actually defeat a large number of Go players.
I love Tarn Adams.
But the main thing
anyone
I want to talk
about first tavern games.
you just load up the pub game, throw 5 darts. If you achieve a royal flush,
yeah, it's like the fucking Robo Rosewater.
You must declare Uno.
You start with a hand of dominoes. If you have a pair, you win.
Oh, sweet.
But the main thing I want to talk about was just that he talked about how he had so much time to develop Dwarf Fortress, and he said he used to work as a college professor. He worked for a while as a college professor. I can't remember the exact amount of time now. But he said that while he was working as a college professor, he never stopped living like a college student. And one day he realized that he had enough money that given the current way that he lived, he really didn't need to work anymore. So he just stopped, and he's just living off of the money that he made as a college professor and just developing Dwarf Fortress all day.
He gets a fair amount of donations from
he gets like $1,000 a month, I think, too. But and now more since Dwarf Fortress opened a Patreon, which has exactly the same rewards as donating. But yeah, I just like that was his whole thing, that he just continues to live like he's in college and doesn't really do a lot more than just work on Dwarf Fortress with his brother
and eat Top Ramen or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he has a cat. I think he has a cat now too.
Oh geez. That's a high maintenance pet.
You mean the cat has him?
Yes, exactly. He had the cat. It belonged to nobody. And then it stared into his eyes and it adopted him. And soon he will succumb to memory lag as one cat turns into 5,000.
God damn it. But they're so useful. They get rid of vermin.
And I'm going to come back to the game that we're playing pretty quick here, but I will say in One Fortress, I modded the game so that I could train war cats so that I could keep the cat population under control. I think people were I had enough cats that all of my soldiers were walking into battle with like 6 of them. But yes. All right. So